Happy Monday morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and I'm here with some Pottawatomie County 4-H ambassadors, Molly Minahan, Riley Olson, Spencer Dugan, also here with Shannon Blocker with Pott County Extension, talking about the Pottawatomie County Fair. Riley County Fair is going on this week, but if you're going to be missing the fair, missing that fair atmosphere after the Riley County Fair is done, well, you don't have to wait that long. August 2nd through the 5th in Onega, the Onega Fairgrounds will be the Pott County Fair. Pre-fair stuff starts July 27th, actually starts this week at Onega High School. Then you'll have the horse show Saturday, July 28th at the Onega Fairgrounds. Foods judging will be August 1st at the Onega Fairgrounds. And here talking with some Pott County 4-H ambassadors. And real quick, going back to Shannon Blocker with Pott County Extension, just like with a lot of fairs anymore, really no matter how big or small, fairs, I always think county fairs are just such a great window into the past, present, and future. And that's the same thing with the Pott County Fair, because I understand going to have like a lot of robots exhibits, a lot of STEM class type based things that are going to be there as well.
Yep. So the 4-H project that does a really great job of focusing on some of the new technology is called Space Tech. And it has at least four different divisions. So you can exhibit robots, you can exhibit rockets, you can exhibit computer programming that kids have done, and you can exhibit in the drone or the UAS project as well. Incidentally, the Pott County Extension Office received a grant, and we own a drone now that 4-H'ers can use for to fly to get their project and their exhibit that they would like to do at the fair this year. So that will be on exhibit. The drone itself will be on exhibit at the fair as well this year. But a lot of our projects, almost all of them, have some sort of science or STEM base. If you think about it, all the livestock projects have a very strong science background, as well as all the things that we grow, our horticulture, our crops, and all those things as well. So those are some of the opportunities, and those will all be on exhibit for the kids and adults to see by Friday afternoon, or definitely on Saturday morning. You can come and see what ribbons that all of those projects have earned as well.
I'm glad you brought up those ribbons, because as I was telling you guys over break, I've had my share of some blues, some reds, a few whites, a purple ribbon, a superior ribbon on I don't even know if that, I think that was in an open class, though. I drew a tank. It was just like a very sketch drawing of a tank, and I don't know why that did so well, because I had a rocket. I was in rocketry in 4-H for a few years, and I wish we had drones then, because one thing that's required in the rocketry class is that you need to take a picture of your rocket in flight, right? Which is always like the pictures that we had, and this was back before really digital cameras, is when you had it actually developed. I'm sounding so old in front of the 4-H kids right now. This is a lot for me to absorb, that I'm sounding old in front of the 4-H kids now. But we had to develop the photo, and you could just see a little bit of the smoke trail of the rocket. And it was always like just a terrible photo, because it was hard to get a good photo of a rocket when it's going however high in the air it went. If I had a drone, I can get it right up there, maybe catch it in flight. It would have been so much cooler. Rocketry was fun. I remember going to, I think my mom and I went to Hobby Lobby one year and went ahead and got what I thought was a pretty awesome rocket. It was basically a replica of a missile, I believe, that would be at the bottom of like a fighter jet or something like that. And it took a little bit more for this one. It wasn't like one of those kind of prefab rockets. Actually, I had to put a little bit of elbow grease into it. And I thought it looked pretty sweet. It was pretty tall, too, probably about 3 to 4 foot tall rocket. And I got I got a white ribbon on that. I thought at least it was blue ribbon quality, but apparently it had a few runs on the paint. That's where they got me, some runs on the paint. 4-H ambassadors here with me right now. If you want to talk about maybe the best exhibit you've ever had, maybe the highest ribbon you've ever had, and maybe the most disappointing ribbon you've ever got, we'll put you on the spot. Molly, you're looking at me. We'll start with you.
Oh boy. Well, probably the one like the most impressive is I won is like last year we won overall supreme breeding doe, so we got a big old plaque and stuff. But there has been so many like bumps in the road, like so many bad ribbons building up to the point. I don't even know which one would be bad enough to share.
But it made you better, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Did you have that like chip on your shoulder afterwards? Like, well,
yeah, be
next
like,
year.
Oh, I can't even do worse than some of the things I've done before, so it's fine. It works out in the end.
There you go. Riley, share your personal best, maybe personal worst.
I think that one of my best was, I think it was 2 years ago in photography, maybe it was last year, and I got one of the grand champion photos. I can't honestly remember what I exhibited, but yeah, I got one of the grand champ. And then I know that one of the most disappointing ribbons that I got, it was a blue. But
A blue was disappointing for you.
I was just disappointed because I was in the project knitting, and so I knitted this hat, and like I thought it was like the best of the best, and the judge totally like tore me apart on it, and yeah, I just remember crying after that because I got a blue on it.
Okay, Spencer from Blackjack 4-H.
Oh yeah,
I just love the 4-H name there.
Thank you. Thank
Good
you.
Club.
I think my best 4-H project was definitely last year in my bimanship. I ended up getting grand champion, and then that sent me on to the state fair where I got like sixth overall out of, I don't know, 100-some kids or something like that, because each county brings two or three kids, and I was real proud of that. And then I got two real bad ones. I got one of them was, I think it was my first year in 4-H. I did my Lego project. And I spent a ton of money and a ton of time on this, like, big Indiana Jones scene. And I was so proud of it. I had trees and everything, and I had grass. And they gave me a white because I don't even remember why. But I was so disappointed, and I never did Legos again. That scared me away.
Hopefully not in general, because I still love Legos.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And then my other one, I had a steer, and he was one of my biggest babies, and I go walking him around wherever I wanted to, and I brought him in the show ring, and the first thing he did was took off and drug me with him for about, I don't know, 5 minutes, and that was pretty rough.
Like everything was fine before that, but when it came to showtime,
he just freaked out. I brought him to different shows as well. There's like spring shows that I go to, and I brought him there, and he did fine, and then he got in the county fair, the one that actually counts, and he went crazy, and that was the end of that.
And Shannon, this is, I think what we're kind of embracing here and appreciating here is just like that there's so many life lessons that not only does 4-H teach you overall, but fair time especially is always kind of a good, so many teaching moments for 4-H'ers.
There are a lot of teaching moments with fair, you know, because it is kind of the accumulation of the project work throughout the calendar year. And so, It can be a valuable experience to learn what earns excellence and what also happens when something doesn't work out the way that you planned to do. And so those are very valuable life lessons that we get out of the 4-H project. And, you know, we still learn it today. You know, it's been 20 years or better since I was a 4-H'er, but those things stick with you, and you really remember them, and they help you be a better person and to be more sympathetic to the needs of others as well. And even though we think of a white ribbon or even a blue ribbon as being a disappointment at times, you know, the reality of the issue is sometimes we learn the most from our biggest, I don't know, failures or weaknesses. We learn how to adapt and change so that we can do better in the future. And that sometimes means that we don't do that project anymore as well.
A lot of learning moments, and, you know, just goes with the 4-H motto, which I was just thinking, it's like, do I remember it's been so long? I remember a part of it, and maybe you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but it's like I pledge my, remember which one it starts with, is it head?
Head. Yeah.
My head to higher thought, right?
Higher clearer thinking.
Higher. Let's just do it. Let's just do it. I pledge my head to clear thinking,
my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living for my club, my community, my country, and my world.
There it is. There it is. I got most of that. I remembered most of that. Yep. And I used to be president of my club. But that was a while back. That was great. Here with Molly Minahan, Riley Olson, and Spencer Dugan. And I guess real quick, if you want to go down the line and tell us what grade you're in and what you're expecting to do. I know you're all pretty close to being done with high school, and maybe what plans at least you have right now that you're thinking about post-high school.
Okay, so I am going to be a senior at Onega High School, and after high school, I think I'm going to go to Fort Hays State University, and I'm going to major in animal science and ag business.
Very good, very good. Riley, you're going to be a junior, I understand.
Yeah, so I go to Blue Valley Randolph High School, and I am planning to go to college. I don't know which one yet, but I want to major in elementary education.
Nice. There's a big need for that.
I am going to be a senior at Rock Creek High School, and I'm going to go be a Wildcat at K-State, and I'm going to major in marketing or business administration.
Yeah, I had a feeling you were a K-Stater.
Oh, yeah.
At heart. I could feel it. Yep. I feel that purple. Shannon, any last words?
Basically, I just encourage you all to come out to the Pott County Fair. It's, you know, a small town showdown at the Pottawatomie County Fair this year. So it is a small town in Onega, so there's a very comfortable hometown atmosphere and feeling. And so bring your family and your friends and come and enjoy a traditional county fair.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much, everybody, for coming in, 4-H Ambassadors. And also Shannon Blocker with Pott County Extension. Again, to Onega, or the Pottawatomie County Fair will be in Onega at their fairgrounds there August 2nd through the 5th. Thanks so much to all our guests on In Focus. It was a full house today. If you missed any of it, you can go back on our website a little later this afternoon at newsradiokman.com. Check out On Demand In Focus and get all caught up. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your Monday. We'll see you tomorrow.
Gonna need to knock out a couple of walls in that studio before too long. Trying to think, I think we had 10 people in the studio this morning altogether. Clark Howard is next, followed by the Rush Limbaugh Show. Dan Patrick, the game this afternoon. Royals on the radio tonight. Coverage at 6:30. Royals open a series at home against the Detroit Tigers.
Shop local. From flooring to inspiration to expert advice, Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan.
This is CBS News on the Hour.